President Trump's proposed budget calls for big cuts in a wide array of domestic programs. Among them, agencies that fund the arts, humanities, and also public media, including Iowa Public Radio. Funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, also known as the CPB, would be cut to zero under Trump's proposal. To find out what this might mean for the future of IPR and public media as a whole, let's talk with the executive director of Iowa Public Radio, Myrna Johnson. Nice to have you on the program, Myrna.
Thanks, Ben. Glad to do it.
So this is several weeks ago that this proposed budget came out from the Trump administration. What's your general reaction to Trump's proposal to zeroing out CPB funding?
Well, it was very disappointing, you know, to learn that public broadcasting was slated for elimination. This was what is called a skinny budget, and administrations often do that in their first year where they give a really kind of slimmed down version of a budget. And so to be mentioned specifically for elimination in that kind of slimmed down budget does cause concern. It's definitely a big cause concern. Mm-hmm. But I guess it also wasn't a surprise because there were hints that it was coming.
Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit more about that concern. Listeners to Iowa Public Radio certainly would be interested in it. What would it mean for Iowa Public Radio specifically to have CPB funding eliminated?
Well, the stations that we manage at Iowa Public Radio are owned by the universities, and each of those university stations get a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They're called community service grants. And together, they make up about 8% of Iowa Public Radio's budget, and that's about $600,000. That's a pretty big bite. That's a big bite of our budget, and it would be a challenge to find those resources somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a larger sense of how it would impact public media in the country? I mean, of course, we have public television in Iowa, but also public radio stations all across the country. Is there a big picture you can give us?
Well, I can certainly tell you that I know that there are stations that rely much more on CPB funding than we do. There are some very small stations in Alaska and in really rural places where there's not a lot of, I mean, their audiences are smaller, but they're providing a great service. And a CPB grant could be 25, 30, 40% of a station's budget, and that would be really devastating to that kind of a station. I think it would threaten their existence, frankly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, the presidents suggest budgets here, but it's really the Congress that has the purse strings. And so we have to just wait and see what happens in Congress. What is your sense of how much backing there is in Congress to zero out CPB funding?
I think it's really unclear. Yesterday, the president of CPB testified before the House Appropriations Committee, and I listened to the testimony, and the chair of the committee, Congressman Cole, was actually very supportive of CPB, as were a number of the members. So I think it's a little unclear at this point where this will go, but there is support in Congress for continued funding of CPB.
Mm-hmm. Has anything like this happened, been proposed before?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a little bit like deja vu all over again. The 1995, I think, was one that many people may remember. That was the year of the contract with America. It was actually, I guess, proposed in 94, but I think it all sort of came down in 95. And CPB and funding survived that particular threat and others later, too, as well.
Mm-hmm. What do you think was behind that ability to survive the cut back then?
Oh, it was definitely public radio and TV listeners and viewers who just really valued the service and made it clear to their members of Congress that this was an important program to them.
Mm-hmm. I guess some people would be asking, you know, what is the rationale? Because it's being challenged by people who oppose CPB funding, who want to eliminate CPB funding. What is the rationale for having it? It's been around since 1967, when mm-hmm. it was created. Mm-hmm. Why have public dollars fund it?
I recently went back to look at what President Johnson said at the signing of the Public Broadcasting Act back in 1967. And I think a lot of the things that he talked about still hold true. He talked about America wanting more than material wealth, but also be striving for excellence and to having a real appetite for excellence. And talked about public broadcasting being a service that could enrich man's spirit. And there was a lot of talk about education and that CPB would be created to assist stations in meeting these goals. And I think we're still striving for excellence. Mm-hmm. There's still a need for what we do. I think many of the things that we do would not exist in a purely commercial commercial broadcasting world.
Mm-hmm. Some argue that public media might even do better without this funding, would be less of a political target that comes up again and again.
I guess I disagree with that. I think that it's an important building block for the budgets of Iowa Public Radio, and I think many other stations out there. It's important seed money that we can then raise private dollars to match.
What do you say, Myrna, to those who say, well, public media has a partisan agenda?
Oh, I guess I just totally disagree with that. I think that we provide a platform for conversation about the issues from all sides and work very hard to make sure that all sides are heard. And we certainly have listeners of all political stripes as well. I hear from them every day.
All right. How can listeners find out more, Myrna? I know on Iowa mm-hmm. Public Radio's website, iowapublicradio.org, there's a petition. What's that for?
Well, we do, yes. Our website is a great resource. We have some information there about what we know today about the threats to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and their impact on Iowa Public Radio. And we're also participating with other stations in a project called Protect My Public Media. So you can click on Protect My Public Media, and there's a petition that you can sign, and you can also sign up for alerts and other information about this as it goes through the process.
Okay. You can find that once again at iowapublicradio.org. Myrna Johnson, Executive Director of IPR. Thanks for coming in, Myrna.
Thank you. Thank you.